The Living End have many achievements. 6 ARIA Awards.
The most consecutive entries in the Hottest 100.
And schlepping a double bass around the globe for over 20 years.
But boy, it's been worth it.
The band's done some huge gigs.
We toured with Green Day twice, and I can't remember either tour.
And they've busked in a Berlin subway. Now they're back hitting the road in Oz with a brand new album, Wunderbar.
The aim was to just write a bunch of bangers. This has captured the spirit probably of our first record, more than anything else, and it's probably the most Australian record we've ever made.
They've spent so much time here, we should call them the Living M's. To perform live, please welcome Chris Scott and Andy from the Living End.
How good are the Living End? Jeez, we love that band.
Top of the shelf.
Honestly.
They
Australian
are
rock. Oh, absolutely. Without a question of a doubt. Wunderbar is
Guys,
the new
Guys, that was
album.
Awesome.
We're
yeah. going to
bring, bring Chris around.
This will
be
come
Chris.
On, Chris.
Yeah.
Chris is going to come and have a quick chat. Bang, here he comes. Well done, Chris.
Oh, that you, was mate? Very quick. How are you, Chris?
Good.
Well done.
Oh,
Great to see you.
Take a seat.
Oh, well, not for me, I hope. But I'm a huge fan. I feel like we've grown up with you, Chris. Fantastic stuff and huge news today, Dave.
Yeah, so you've got the live album.
Yes, we do.
This is amazing, Chris. Tell us about it.
Well, we did a tour of Europe in August, and we went to Prague and Belgium and Brussels and Finland and Germany.
What are the audiences like there? What are they like?
That's Andre Rieu country.
It is. Getting in on his territory.
We've got a big violin.
I'd like to see him stick that under his chair and have a go.
Are the venues like pubby? Are they, you know?
They were all different. You know, we did like a festival in Belgium, which was amazing. It was probably like 20,000 people or something. Jeez. We did some shows in Germany with some friends of ours that were like 50,000.
Wow. And then there this is a big beer tour as well. Belgium. Shows.
Yeah.
If you're Belgium, Germany. Yes. That's the tour.
I'm not sure if you guys drink beer or not. So,
no, not at all. But we can't mention this beer.
Well, you can if you like.
It was great. So we recorded a bunch of shows and, we're putting out like a live record to go with our new record. It's like a big sort of double gatefold vinyl sleeve and it looks really pretty and sounds really great.
And is it largely acoustic?
No.
Oh, okay.
We only do acoustic for you.
You're so good at the acoustic stuff. Wow. The guitar's so good. It's so good. Love hearing it. Hey, the song White Noise, that is the theme song for me when I walk in my house because apparently I'm White Noise and now it's something that once the kids, because I was playing White Noise as I have been prone to do in the house, and they go, oh my God, Mum, that's our new theme song for you.
Yeah, no, I get it because years ago when we released Prisoner of Society, they used to ask her, what are you going to do when you have kids? And they sing that back at you. But my daughter sang White Noise back to me. Defiance.
Congratulations.
So she didn't get fed that day.
There you go. Didn't. And you're going on a tour.
We are going on a tour.
Have you thought about your support act? Because Jane's
God.
In a band called Highly Strung,
Chris,
which,
I'm sorry.
Has lots of strings. Mm. They would be perfect.
Well, we had a double bass in our band. Actually, it was with Dan Warner, who you're probably familiar with, Dan. Yeah. It was many years ago. Mick loves we have not sung for about 20 years.
I'm trying to get them back together, and I'm trying to find the appropriate.
I think we found it.
We have.
I think we found it. So the Tivoli, we kick off next Thursday.
Really?
I'll
try and get there.
See you there.
Mick may have an ulterior motive because, of course, he's performed with some greats in the music industry as well.
If you ever need a cowbell, would you let me know?
Yes,
because
I would.
I'll put my name right up the front. I'm not saying you need it. You've got everything covered.
Thank you.
But I play with the Bamboos. Have you got that
Tim Rogers and the Bamboos. This is Mick on cowbell.
Do you want to put the candle on? Good is going to come.
Feel. Chris, the reason really I play that is every time we play that on radio, I get sent an APRA check for about $1.20.
As you should.
But I was a part of the original work.
It wouldn't be the same without you.
What are you listening to at the moment? What music's taking your fancy? What have you got on the turntable at home, can I ask?
Besides yourselves.
No, I don't listen to myself. Bit of Neil Young the other night.
I'm listening to Neil Young as well.
Oh, wow. There's a great band from Sydney called Royal Headache.
Okay.
Which are an amazing Aussie band. And
Well, look, we really are so thankful that you guys came in, played.
It's a great honour.
You'll love it when you hear it back.
I always love you. Can I ask you a question quickly? Have you done the grand final? Which one?
We did it 3 years ago.
3 years ago.
So we did it, and then I think the Killers, and then...
Killers.
And then it was...
many people have said, Living End, best ever.
Yeah.
Not kidding. No joke.
Look at that.
I got to see Chris and the boys a few weeks ago. It was the promo tour that you're doing. It was a bar in Melbourne, and there's a song on the album called Proton Pill.
To
see that live is amazing, Chris. That's a cracking song on this album.
Thank you. We're so happy with the record.
Was Dave drunk when he was ruin your gig at all?
No, I would have been doing this right lately. There with him.
He might have hung around you a bit too long.
Hey, the Wunderbar Tour is all around Australia.
You,
as you mentioned, the Tivoli in Brisbane next week, so November 1, then the Enmore on November 2, following night, a couple of nights in Melbourne, the Forum, the Prince Band Room, Theberton Theatre in Adelaide on the 9th, and the Metropolis in Fremantle on November 10, livingend.com.au for tickets.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
That's The Living End. This is Kennedy Malloy.